From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you for joining me today. My friends, it is Friday, November 22nd. We have made it. Father Andrew Winschittle is in the house, Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Been a little while.
Yes, I am.
Good to see you now. 7:15, Tom Corcoran is going to be back on the show. Served the Church of the Nativity in Maryland. It's the one that's very famous, or has become famous, for the book Rebuilt, which narrates the story of Nativity's rebirth. He's got a new book out called Messages of Hope for Advent. In fact, I saw these the other day at St. Francis of Assisi. So all you St. Francis of Assisi parishioners can get a free copy, at least from what I saw in the middle table when you walk into the gathering space there. At 7:45, Dr. Jim Blessman is going to be on the show, founder and CEO of Blessman International. We're going to talk about an upcoming trip that we here at Iowa Catholic Radio are taking, and kind of lay that out and invite you to be able to go with us on this mission trip. We're really looking forward to it. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Sella. Prediction Friday is today, and your saint of the day, all coming up in the second half hour. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to our Lord.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John, and good morning, Father Andrew.
Good morning.
How are we doing today, guys?
Doing
it's
fine.
Championship Friday for the high school guy.
Oh, man.
Championships.
Seven
played
straight.
Last night, three tonight.
Seven straight.
Trying for seven straight.
Yep.
It'll be an uphill climb with the Valley Tigers, I'll tell you that.
Going on 20. I like the sound of 20. I want 20 championships in a row. Then we can rest a little bit. But tonight begins and continues the journey of that. Yes, it's going to be a tough one, though. Dowling Valley, perhaps one of the most anticipated high school games in Iowa history.
Well, and it should be, because the first time these two teams have played in a championship series in football, mainly because the association kind of redid their thinking. Instead of doing it by geographics, now they do it by seeding. Mm-hmm. And last year it almost happened, but it didn't quite happen. And this year it is happening. And you know what? 7 o'clock tonight, the rest of the state can watch and listen to what we see all the time here, John and Father. Dowling Valley, great series, great coaching, and good kids, and love the rivalry.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to either see in person or listen to Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage begins when?
We go on the air at 6:30 with our pregame show. We'll have a tape segment with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling at about 6:40, and then we'll kick off at 7 o'clock. There'll be some delays because they have a lot of – it'll be on TV, so we'll be on media and TV time, so we'll have extended timeouts and all that sort of thing. But we'll get through it.
All right. Well, I'll be listening.
I know we have a lot of watch parties out there, and I love the people that text me during the game and don't always get back to them because we're involved with the game. But, yeah, a lot of watch parties there, Mr. Leonetti.
Now, are they syncing you up to the video?
You'll have to ask the IT coordinator for Iowa Catholic Radio, and that would be my brother, Father Michael. He has a way of syncing up his TV or wherever he's at, their TV, with our broadcast. Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but they do it.
That's so that's fandom right there. That's intense fandom. I love it.
Well, there's at least one out there that'll do that. I don't know about the others.
But, yeah, I do that for Cubs games periodically.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know my, my wife was out on, she has on Friday nights when I'm gone all fall, she goes out with some of her girlfriends, and some of those games in the webcast that we do for CISN.TV, they're up at the local establishment where she may be, and one of the girls will say, hey, look, your husband's on the air.
Yep.
So that just makes her night, I'm sure. At least she knows where I'm at, I guess.
Well, drive safe up there. I'll have my predictions for you in the second half hour.
Looking forward to it, John.
All right.
All right. Right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, a very chilly 23 degrees, north-northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, so that feels like temperature down to 15 degrees, and that is 25 degrees colder than yesterday at this time. And today, though, we'll see mostly sunny skies, pretty good driving condition if you're leaving Des Moines and heading up to Cedar Falls to watch the Dowling and Valley game tonight. We'll have a high of 40 degrees, north winds at 5 miles per hour. Can't get any more perfect than that. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 27 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 46 degrees for your Saturday. More of the same Sunday, slightly warmer, a high of 52 degrees, and Monday more of the same, partly cloudy, a high of 51 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Friday morning, well, I-35-80 to temporarily close this weekend between the Douglas Avenue and 86th Street exits. Work continues to install girders for the new Urban Loop flyover bridge at Ryder Corner. That will require closing Interstate 3580 to all traffic beginning between Douglas Avenue and 86th Street beginning tomorrow night, that's Saturday night at 10 o'clock until Sunday morning. That is weather permitting. The weather looks pretty good right now, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Grimes Construction Office. Now, the Iowa DOT says the full interstate closure is necessary to safely allow the contractor to install two of the four girder lines for the new flyover bridge over the I-35-80 interstate lanes at Ryder Corner. Now, the interstate will be reopened to traffic once the girders are secured and traffic can safely pass under them. The remaining two girder lines will be installed under a similar closure later in December. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated North Florida by the score of 83-68, at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night, right here in Des Moines, the Drake Bulldogs in men's basketball defeated Lehigh 74-58 at the Knapp Center. Last night, week 12 of the NFL season, the Houston Texans in Thursday night football defeated the Indianapolis Colts 20-17. Tonight, women's college basketball in the Big 12, Iowa State on the road at North Dakota State. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock. At Fargo, North Dakota. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, NBA G League basketball, the Austin Spurs at the Iowa Wolves. They'll tip off 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. And finally, tonight, USHL Hockey, Fargo is at the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock at Buccaneer Arena in Urbandale. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has the big game, the final fall football game of the season, the Class 4A High School Football Championship game tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, number 1 Valley, number 3 Dowling. We'll go on the air at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock, and we'll be live from the Unidome with the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio in Cedar Falls. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios, partly cloudy, 23 degrees, a north-northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. The feels-like temperature down to 15 degrees today. And today we'll have mostly sunny skies, a high of 40 degrees, north winds at 5 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Typical Friday, not a bad start off. 7 minutes as you head into downtown for the West Mixer on 235. 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown also. There is a stall, though. I-235 westbound at 22nd Street. That is on the left shoulder, so that'll create a bit of a slowdown for you there. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Nice work, Jimmy. I like that shirt.
Thanks.
That's nice.
Which one?
The sweater. Yeah. I like I like sweaters. I really do. I just think they're comfortable.
I like the
this
zippers.
Time of year. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. They're easy. Just throw it on in the morning. Don't have to think too much. Deacon Tony's got one over there. Father,
I try not to think much.
I like the clerics. Not so easy just to throw on, though, I'm sure.
Life is
right.
Much simpler this way.
That's true. That's very true. You don't have to think much.
Yeah, you just wear the same thing every day.
That's it.
Black or black.
How perfect is that? This Sunday, we celebrate a big feast in the life of the church, a solemnity of Christ the King. And what a feast day it is. We'll talk a little bit about it here throughout the show today. But, Father, that's what we're going to really be talking about. And here on the Gospel, we're taken to Jesus on the cross.
Yeah, very humbling approach to how often do we think of a king as being persecuted, right? Or even outright slaughtered,
right?
Like he is on the cross. So this greatest act of humility that anybody has ever done it's right here, and it's our king. He's gloriously reigning from the cross, we could say. And so there he is.
Throne Christ sits on, Pope Francis says, is the throne of wood, the throne of the cross. That really got me when I heard that.
Yeah, and even thinking back to Good Friday, or ahead to Good Friday, depending on which direction you want to go, we pray, how does it go? Something like the, behold the wood of the cross on which our Savior died or was born. I forget the exact wording right now, but... yeah, it's right there when we could think of this glorious spectacle of a maybe a gold throne, this magnificent chair that a king would sit upon and govern from. But that's not at all the case. Here it is, just a tree.
Mm-hmm. And here's his crown that he wears, is the crown of thorns, or the crown of jewels that other kings would wear. Jesus just turns everything upside down. We, you know, friends, that he came into the world in the poorest of fashions, in the most vulnerable of fashions, as a baby in a stable, which a stable was disgusting. It didn't look like the stables we set up in our churches and in our homes. So, you know, how beautiful and lights and all these sorts of things around there. It was messy. It was gross and disgusting. And Jesus comes into the world there, and it doesn't get any better for him. Of course, he goes out of the world dying for us in the most torturous form of execution that the Romans could offer. And here they are questioning him in Luke 23 this Sunday. You're going to hear this, friends, of the gospel. They're, you know, if you are the Christ, save us, save yourself. And then, you know, another criminal hanging beside him, save us. You know, they're jeering at him. They're poking him. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. You know, and here's the inscription mockingly above him that says, this is the King of the Jews. At least what they thought would be a mockery would be foreshadowing, well, not foreshadowing, but showing what it is that would come to fruition, and that is that Jesus Christ truly is our King. So remember this, friends, and also remember the good thief who stole heaven in that moment. You're going to hear from the good thief. And this always sticks out to me because my father, my dad just always has told me this is the gospel that is going to be read at his funeral, the one he wants. Where he says, Jesus says to him, amen, I say to you, as he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. That's quite the canonization mass right there, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful conversion story, and you're right on. This last line, this verse sums up his entire kingship, if you will. The aim of it, the goal of it is, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Yeah, Christ the King is a celebration, friends. It's a solemnity, so it's the highest, one of the highest feast days in the life of the church. It was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI, and this was instituted to really combat secularization, atheism, communism that was taking place, especially in Russia there. It was kind of revised in 1969 by Pope Paul VI, giving it its full title. It's the full title of Sunday is the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. And it was moved. It was originally supposed to be in October. It was moved to the last Sunday of the liturgical year, as we will then embark on Advent coming up right after it. So here, this is our origin. This is our feast. Christ the King. We celebrate him this Sunday in all of our homes around the world. And we celebrate him as king of our lives every day. This is just the stamp that reminds us to what we should order our lives. And that is, you know, who is our God? And that's a question we have to ask ourselves every day. Who or what is your God right now? And if it's not Christ Jesus, if he's not our king, then we need to reprioritize or at least rethink things. And this is a good time of year to be able to do just that. So enjoy, really kind of sit with that gospel. And if you have kids or grandkids, read them the gospel beforehand. That's one of the reasons why we do this here on this show. We prepare for Sunday's readings, first and or second reading that we do with Deacon Randy. Then Father Andrew comes on Friday to prepare us for Sunday's readings. And this is something that we should always be doing. And if you do that with us consistently, then you're doing just that. So we'll continue to do so. Coming up right after this, Tom Corcoran's going to be on. He has served the Church of the Nativity in Maryland in a variety of roles, but he also is one of the co-authors of Rebuilt, which just exploded onto the scene many years ago. And now he's got a new book that he has co-authored with Father Michael, and it is called Messages of Hope for Advent. Pretty simple, and not a big book at all, but we're going to go through it. 3-minute devotions all throughout. Father Michael White, Tom Corcoran, Tom coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on this Friday, November 22nd. And a big thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Roofing Ankeny, and he didn't see him at basketball yesterday, but one of the things that separates Dean from most people is the fact that he works with you, doesn't have a secretary to work with you or someone that gets in contact with you to set everything up. He wants to make sure that he's there in person with you the whole way. And when the job is done, he's there to make sure that the job is done to your satisfaction. It's all about customer service with Dean. Residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs for over 30 years. RoofingAnkeny.com, serving Central Iowa, RoofingAnkeny.com.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work. Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedinternational.org. That's blessedinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
We're grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 taxes. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Person texted into the text line, St. Dismas, who we were just talking about, the good thief, is one of the saints I intercede through for my fallen away and drifting sons. Good for you. I'd be a good saint to do just that. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Your full range of residential plumbing services in Des Moines, Iowa. You see those little trucks everywhere you go out there. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. And most of us don't know something actually goes wrong until it actually does go wrong. Trusted plumbers. GoldenRulePHC.com. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Served the Church of the Nativity in Maryland in a variety of roles and co-authored a couple few books now. Tom Corcoran joins me back on the show. Hi, Tom.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thank you for coming on. Let's talk about this new one. I was at one of our local parishes the other day, and as I was kind of standing at a table in the gathering space area, I saw this book, and I thought, well, here it is, and I got Tom coming up. So it was good. I was going through it a little bit. I love it, man. I mean, it's short. It's easy to read. Three-minute devotions, and I think that's what you intended for the whole thing. Just, you know, not something too heavy, but just to give some busy people during this busy time something to reflect with.
Right, Advent is a, you know, Christmas time is a pretty busy time. Getting ready for Christmas is busy, so we might drop prayer or stop prayer during that time, so we want to give people tools that at least, you know, something is always better than nothing, and God can use any time we give him. So that's, yeah, quick devotionals to get our hearts ready for Christmas.
Are we kind of branching off a little bit here? Because, I mean, you're known for the success of Rebuilt, and I believe you wrote a follow-up to Rebuilt as well. But, I mean, now you're kind of branching out a little bit into some other spaces. I like that.
Yes, well, you know, part of what we do at the parish is we do a thing called message series where we take a topic and over a series of weeks we delve into that. So I think we have plenty of spiritual writing, you know, kind of more directly spiritual writing versus spiritual leadership that we can be producing. So, yeah, we do want to branch out a little bit and start sharing some of the things we share with our own parishioners, our own community.
What does that look like at Nativity, Hope, or Advent? Take me through it. How do you guys separate this season and make this season unlike any other season?
Well, as I mentioned, we talk about message series, but which is a little bit different in the Catholic Church, something we learned from other parishes, other churches, but it's perfect at Advent because Advent really does give us a bunch of themes. And so one of those key themes is hope, that, you know, that the whole waiting of the Messiah that Isaiah, we hear from Isaiah over and over again throughout Advent, and he's pointing to the Isaiah, the hope of coming, that God is going to send someone to save us. And so hope is just a great theme, I think, in getting ready for Christmas. We have so many hopes for our families and what's going to happen. So over the 4 weeks in that little booklet, we hope to give you more hope and put your hope in God.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about, right? I mean, it's pointing us to the ultimate hope, salvation himself, who's going to be born on Christmas Day, December 25th. And hope is kind of a lost art today, Tom. I mean, you know, we live in a world right now where it can be easy to despair. It can be easy for us just to kind of throw our arms up. We see the division that happens in our country, but also in our world today. And that is just kind of a mirror to what we see in our own families as well. How is this book going to really help us combat that?
Well, I think, first of all, as we say in the beginning, the little introduction, hope is different. Godly hope, or hope that comes from faith in God, is much different than worldly hope. Worldly hope is not stable, but our hope is in God. Our hope is an unchanging God. And as we say in the book, hope is a theological virtue. It comes from God, and it's ultimately confidence in God. So unchanging, unfallible God is who we're putting our hope into. And we, you know, if you read to the end of the book, we know God wins. We know how the story turns out. And as we talk about at Advent, often we're saying we're waiting joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that Jesus is coming back at the end of time. Jesus came in time to put the world to right, and that already process has already started. Our job is to join him. But we know at the end of time, Jesus is coming back to put everything right, and that's why we can have hope.
Tom, you nailed that. You nailed it in the sense of, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not no theologian, but this is exactly what our tradition teaches. It's all grace. So what God gives us here, hope, is not something that I can kind of conjure up myself or that I can do by myself. We can mess it up pretty well. We just have to allow God the open door to be able to work, to gift us with this. And that's what we have to ask for. As you said, it's a theological virtue. So those come to us purely by God himself.
Right. And one of the readings we'll see that's in the book, and because it's in the reading on a Sunday, is from in the second week of Advent, is from Romans. And Paul writes, everything that was written in the scriptures is written that you might have hope, for your encouragement that you might have hope. And so I think you're talking about, we look at our world, and if we look at their world, if we look at our human systems and human problems, we're not going to have hope. We're going to despair. But the more we look at God's word and what God is saying and the truth of that, because that is the true reality, God's world and God's kingdom is the true reality, not this fallen world. So the more we focus on what God says in his word, the more hope's going to grow in us, and the less the problems in the world are going to shake us and get us discouraged.
Yeah. What has your attention is a question that I'm asking myself this Advent. Where am I putting my attention? Is my attention going to be on TV, sports? Is it going to be, and it's fine to have, you know, a lot of those things a part of our lives, but where is my full focus going to be this Advent? If it's not Christ Jesus, we're missing the mark. Christ the King kind of sets us up for that as well. And I know this book, Messages of Hope for Advent and Christmas 2019, is another opportunity for us to be able to give focus or give our attention back to our Lord. Any one of the favorites? I know you had a lot of different devotions in there. I don't want to put you on the spot. I know a lot of them can just kind of run together in your brain after you compile all of them. But any one that sticks out particularly to you?
Well, I go back to that passage from Romans 15 about everything is written for our encouragement and hope, I guess, that we might have hope. That I love the idea that God is writing the word. You know, people don't read the scriptures. Why? Because, well, I feel like it's going to be condemning or putting me down. Or no, that's the difference, that God writes the scriptures. God gives us his word, both in the person of Jesus Christ and in the written word, that we might have hope, that we might be encouraged. And you know, despair is the opposite, and despair is never from God. God wants to give us hope. And just as you talked about, where's my focus? If I can just even, you know, scientists are finding even just a few minutes of reflecting on what God says or positive things in our lives can change our minds and hearts. So, you know, I think we think 3 minutes, that won't make any difference. It absolutely can if it starts my day of thinking through the lens of God's word and what God is telling me and not what the world is saying.
Well, it's really expensive. $1.95. What are you thinking, Tom? No, $1.95 is super, super affordable, friends, for you this Advent and your loved ones. I know different parishes around Des Moines are going to be getting these in bulk as well to pass out, but and some already have them out. If you want to get your own, just go to AveMariaPress.com. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. It's just $1.95, so they make absolutely no excuse to not get a book like this and to really reflect with Father Michael White and Tom Corcoran. Tom, thanks for coming on, brother. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, John, thank you. It was great to be with you.
All right. Coming up at 7:45 today, friends, Dr. Jim Blessman, founder and CEO of Blessman International, is going to be on the show. In fact, I think he might have just walked in right now. He's early, which is good. We're going to talk about our big mission trip coming up in July, and that will be coming up sooner rather than later. So looking forward to Dr. Jim Blessman in the second half hour. Don't go anywhere, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Friday. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show since 1985. Yes, staff knowledge, experience, buying power, effective vendor management, facility budgeting and accounting, 24-hour service. I locked myself out of my office once, and it was a Friday at about 5:30. I thought, I'm done. It's over. Gave one call, and they were over very quickly. RRRealty.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is RRRealty.com. Your diocesan minute is right now. Oh, excuse me. You're the gospel. Well, Father Andrew, I don't want to skip Father Andrew. I'm sorry, Father, is right now.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. As the Passion approaches, Jesus cleanses the temple because it was obviously being used in ways that God never intended. This action angers the leaders who don't understand that they're meant to worship in spirit and in truth, and not to abuse it to generate income. Of course, it's Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection which fulfill this true purpose of the temple, and because of the Eucharist, makes him present in our churches.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, friends. We have made it to a Friday. Welcome to the show. Coming up, Prediction Friday. Oh, I got my predictions right here. Dr. Jim Blessman, founder and CEO of Blessman International. Going to talk about our big trip coming up, our mission trip. We'll have your saint of the day as well. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir. There, Mark.
Uh-oh.
Think we'll maybe he left. Maybe you heard about Prediction Friday.
I am here.
Oh, here he is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought Prediction Friday, you were just gone. I thought, you know what? He's done. He quit. It's over.
Well, first of all, good morning once again, John. And Father Andrew, good morning. I suppose you don't recognize the guy sitting next to you.
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
It has, man.
Yep. Normally Friday is not the day I travel back, but it has for the last couple, so... Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Well, we're glad to have you back for the Thanksgiving week, and that's good to have you back, John. And we got a lot of things going on, big day today, obviously. Yes. And Father Andrew, anything going on up there in Elkhart before we get to immerse with this Prediction Friday? By the way, the final Prediction Friday of the year, as I understand it, isn't that great, Father?
I'll do the bowl games. It breaks my heart. Yeah, I'll do the bowl games, but yes, it is.
See, it breaks his heart.
It is. Right. It is the final. Yes. But a good season I had. Let's just make that clear.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We don't keep track of stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, winning percentage is up there in the 800s, by the way. Well, there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you could toot your own horn on your own show, John. Mm-hmm. That makes Father and I very happy.
What I got to do here. Strong with this one. Listen, when it comes to predictions, you look nowhere but here. Just don't bet on them because then you'll lose, all right? I promise you. You put any money on it, then you're going to lose. So don't do that.
I'm glad you put out that disclaimer, John. Yeah. Father and I thank you for that.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Because I was rushing to put my money.
Father, anything going on at Elkhart before we get too far south with this? Anything going on in Elkhart and Holy Cross?
Oh, it's already south. But no, not much. Not much planned this weekend. Regular masses have a baptism tomorrow evening. It'll be glorious.
There you go. New life, new Christians. That's we love that.
Blessings, absolutely. All right, well, we'll get through this, and then hang on for Prediction Friday. I did have to go find my notes for that, so that's why
right
I was
here.
A little bit behind with the I know, no, your notes. My notes.
Oh, your notes. Okay. Your notes. I got my notes.
Yeah, I had to go find All right. Right now, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees, a north-northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. So that feels like temperature is 15 degrees this morning. That's 25 degrees colder than yesterday. But today, it'll be mostly sunny, beautiful conditions and dry conditions to drive to Cedar Falls. Both the Dowling and Valley fans making their two-hour trek up there later on this afternoon. Today's high, 40 degrees. We'll have north winds at 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 27 degrees. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 46 for your football Saturday. Both Iowa and Iowa State at home having senior days. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 52 degrees. Monday, in the extended outlet, partly cloudy with a high of 51 degrees. Well, in the news, on this Friday morning, well, Interstate 3580 to temporarily close this weekend between Douglas Avenue and 86th Street at Wright because of the construction with the flyover bridge at Ryder Corner. It'll require closing the interstate to all traffic between Douglas Avenue and 86th Street in Urbandale from 10 o'clock Saturday night until Sunday morning. That's weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation Grimes office. Now, it says the full interstate closure is necessary to safely allow the contractor to install two of the four girder lines for the new flyover bridge over Interstate 3580 at Ryder Corner. The interstate will be reopened to traffic once the girders are secured and traffic can safely pass under them. The remaining two girder lines will be installed under a similar closure in December. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball, both Iowa and Drake were in action. The Iowa Hawkeyes defeated North Florida 83-68 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in a non-conference win, while Drake defeated Lehigh 74-58 at the Knapp Center Des Moines in their non-conference win. Last night, NFL Thursday Night Football kicking off week 12 of the NFL, and it was the Houston Texans defeating the Indianapolis Colts 20-17. Tonight, women's college basketball in the Big 12, a non-conference game. The Iowa State women traveling to Fargo, North Dakota. They'll take on North Dakota State, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock. Tonight, NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Wolves hosting Austin, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. And also tonight, Des Moines Buccaneers are home. They'll host Fargo tonight at Buccaneer Arena, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock. And now today's Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities calendar. We have the 4A Championship game tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling Catholic going for their 7th straight title. And that leads us right into Prediction Friday, Mr. Leonetti, as Dowling Catholic with a record of 11-1, taking on undefeated and number one ranked Valley Tigers with a record of 12-0. Tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, you can hear the call, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Your thoughts?
Revenge. That's the word.
Revenge from
the day.
What?
Revenge from the earlier loss in the season. I think Dowling Catholic.
That was 11 weeks ago.
Now, listen, I think if Dowling Catholic would have won that game, I think if the roles were reversed right now, I'd be very nervous. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would almost give Valley the edge because these teams are good. I think Dowling's got a little bit better talent, but you never know when it gets to these kind of games because, you know, anything can happen, and both teams are solid. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going back and forth. My first prediction was one that was real close, and my second one, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say 30-20, Dowling Catholic. I think it's a little higher scoring than what most people are going to think, but I do think that, and I think the game's closer than 10 points, meaning I think the game plays closer than 10 points. I think maybe that's a last-second field goal to get them out of it or something like that, but it's going to be a rough game, and let's go Maroons.
Okay, Dowling Catholic 30-20 is your prediction. Valley won the regular season game, which was 11 weeks ago, 29-22 at Valley Stadium, so we'll see how that transpires.
Now, was that game tomorrow back and forth? I don't remember.
Dowling led at halftime, and then Valley took the lead in the second half. Dowling tied it late in the fourth quarter, and then Valley won it on a last, I would say they scored on a drive with like 3 minutes left. So it was back and forth. A great game.
Yeah, this one might be similar.
All right. Yeah, it could be. Well, tonight, or rather tomorrow, John, both Iowa and Iowa State have home games. Both teams will have senior day recognition. And we'll start up in Ames, number 22, Iowa State, hosting Kansas. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff. No TV that I could find, John, that's carrying the game, but it'll be senior day for the Iowa State Cyclones. Their record is 6-4 right now. Kansas with a record of 3-7. And the Cyclones favored by 24.5 points going into today.
Yeah, I think if Iowa State plays their second or third string players, that might be a little bit closer than 24 points. But seeing as how that's probably not going to happen, I think it's going to be 31-7.
Okay, Iowa State 31-7 is your prediction there. Cross state, same kickoff. The Iowa Hawkeyes ranked 17th this week. They have an 11 o'clock kickoff against Illinois, their arch rival across the border. Illinois comes in with a record of 6-4. Iowa with the record of 7-3. The Hawkeyes ranked 17th this week, and that'll be televised on the Big Ten Network at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Iowa favored by 15.5 points.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going under on that. I think Illinois is a good team. They've had a couple nice comebacks. I do think Iowa wins. I think they win by 10, though, 24-14. But I would go under that that spread.
Okay. Lovie Smith doing a pretty good job at Illinois. This was kind of like a make-or-break year for them, and it's got them respectable. All right, well, your Vikings have Sunday off, so they have a bye week. They can't win or lose. You must be thankful for that.
I want to watch them play.
They send away to lose.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So we'll go with Notre Dame. Notre Dame ranks 16th in the country. They host Boston College. Boston College comes in with a record of 5-5. Notre Dame 16th ranked with a record of 8-2. It'll be a 1:30 kickoff tomorrow, and it'll be televised on NBC. Notre Dame favored right now by 20 points.
Yeah, I think 46-10 somewhere in that round. It's never going to be close. Notre Dame wins. I think everyone's going to be happy this weekend. I really do. I think we're going to walk away with a Dowling Catholic, Iowa State, Iowa, and those Notre Dame fans. I think everyone's going to be happy going into next week.
Well, we'll just leave it at that, John. That is your predictions on your show, and I'm just here to facilitate, I guess, all that. I'm not keeping track of the record. So
okay.
That's on you. All right? Listen, have a good weekend,
well.
John. And, Father, you as well.
All right, have a good
and
one.
We'll see what happens tonight up at the Uni Dome. Hopefully we'll have a lot of listeners and a lot of people involved with that game. And if you're traveling up there, have a safe trip.
Right. Right. Drive safe, everyone. Right. Really, take your time, and especially when you're coming back, just be careful. I know you take your be patient. I know it can get kind of jammed up there.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up Prediction Friday. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees, a north-northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. The feels-like temperature is 15 degrees. And today, we'll have mostly sunny skies. If you're traveling to Cedar Falls, a beautiful day, a high of 40 degrees, north winds at 5 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still not too bad. Slowing down a little bit for you on 235 to about 8 minutes coming in from the west mixer to downtown on 235. 8 minutes from the east mixer also. And still have that stall on the left shoulder. I-235 westbound at 22nd Street. So expect a bit of a slowdown there. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
St. Cecilia is who we celebrate today. According to legend, was a young woman born to a noble Christian family in Rome in the late 2nd or early 3rd century. She was engaged to a Roman named Valerian. Cecilia's dedication to her faith and witness of love actually converted Valerian, which was really kind of unheard of during that time, to the Catholic Church. He was actually eventually martyred as well, along with his brother. Cecilia herself was martyred by being struck by a sword 3 times on the neck. She reportedly lived several days after the fatal blows were struck and begged the Pope to turn her house into a church. For unclear reasons, she is the patron saint of musicians. Since the time of the Renaissance, she has been portrayed carrying a violin or a small organ. There's not much we know about her, just like many of the different saints in the early church. What we do know, though, for sure, is that she was killed And we know that many, many revered her. Many held great devotion and admiration to St. Cecilia. And that has still continued on today. And we ask St. Cecilia to pray for us. Amen. A lot of my friends, a lot of friends in general, people that I know, Catholics, are naming their daughters after St. Cecilia. Just full disclosure, if Anthony was a girl, Cecilia Ann, that was our name. We were going to name her after this great saint and hero to the faith. Coming up right after this, Dr. Jim Blessman, looking forward to it. Founder and CEO of Blessman International, coming on to talk about their great work in South Africa, but also how you can join us as a part of a mission trip that's going to be taking place in July. That's just right around the corner. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it is. We're going to give you all the instruction on how you can come with us. So we'll have that for you coming up right after this, friends. Do not go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thank you to one of my newest underwriters, Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, for underwriting the show. Not one of them. They are my newest underwriter, a Catholic family with a wide range of high-quality hardscape services, including sidewalks, retaining walls, premium boulder walls, window wells, and more, border walls, excuse me. And they are passionate about their work and the service that they provide. Honesty and integrity you can count on. 493-1060. That's 515-493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That's fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Registration for Catholic Youth Camp Summer 2020 is now open, and there will be brand new cabins. Register for Catholic Youth Camp at sjeciowa.org, and check out the front cover of the November Catholic Mirror to see the cabin demolition. St. Joseph Educational Center and Creighton University invite you to consider pursuing the Certificate in Theology and Ministry. It's a digitally delivered six-course program designed to deepen knowledge of Catholic faith and enrich one's pastoral skills. The certificate is expected to launch this spring. For more information, go to sjeciowa.org. That's sjeciowa.org. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Beth Gibbons of Catholic Charities about their annual reception, No Room at the Inn, which will be held Friday, December 6th to raise money for homeless families. Find out about this year's new additions and the people they help this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Sons Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Sons Naturescapes at fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 taxes. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, here we are, friends. Second half hour of the show, founder, CEO of Blessman International. We were just talking about their awesome website, blessmaninternational.org. Just so simple and easy, user-friendly, both mobile and on your desktop. Dr. Jim Blessman joins me. Hello, doctor.
Morning, John. And it's great to be back with you again.
Beth likes to sit in the background. And we'll see if we can get her on here. But it's good to have you back on, doctor, and all the great work you guys are doing. Now, when was the last time you were in South Africa?
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Are you going back here soon?
January 10th.
I didn't realize you spend, is it 8 months there?
Yeah, closer probably to seven, but we're there a lot more than we are here.
That's interesting to me. Did you ever think that would be the case?
It's been that way for a long time.
Has it?
Yeah.
Now, how do you deal with the travel?
It's still not easy. That's the travel's the most difficult part. But once you're there, it's just... it's a beautiful, wonderful place to be.
You probably go on momentum a little bit. What's the weather like there in South Africa where you guys are?
It's probably 80 degrees today.
80?
Yeah, 80 and so. Well, it's actually raining.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
80 degrees, huh?
We've been praying for rain, and it's finally coming.
Well, that's good. That's good. We are going to be taking a big trip here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and I want to point people over to it because you can go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events, and then go to Africa Trip is what it says, and then you'll be able to see all the details there. But let's kind of get into it a little bit here. What is your vision for a mission trip for Blessman International?
Well, it's an incredible spiritual journey where people grow spiritually, and it's a chance to reach out and help people that can never return the favor. And so you're working with a group of incredibly impoverished, beautiful Black African children, and it just does your heart good to be able to help people like that cannot help you back. But the spiritual growth is probably the biggest reason to go, and it's not something people anticipate before they go.
What's the poverty like there that you encounter?
I used to say it's worse than anything you can find in the United States, and then we did some mission work on some Native American reservations, and there's poverty in America very similar to what we have in South Africa, but most people here in America never see the kind of poverty that we deal with on a daily basis.
I mean, we go home, I've got a refrigerator full of milk and juice and, you know, cabinets full of mac and cheese and granola bars. I got kids, young kids, but, you know, it's full. I don't have to worry about anything. I've never had to worry about anything. I've never grown up rich. I'm you know, just a middle class. My mom was a public school teacher and dad was a firefighter, but we had everything, at least what I thought was everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think that, you know, most people that you're encountering there, that's a totally different world.
Yeah, lots of them don't have electricity. They don't have running water. But yet, you know, we think they would be living and sad and brokenhearted. But the children we work with, you see joy in their hearts as well. And that's an amazing contrast to see that.
There's a paradox there, right? When you really don't have the material stuff to get in the way, that joy, that God just kind of floods us with that grace. And because I think you're a little bit more receptive to it, and you see that.
That's true.
Yeah, I think so. Friends, the date is July 23rd to August 4th. Again, that's next July, 23rd to August 4th, where we're going to be flying out of here, Des Moines, Iowa. The cost is $2,250 plus a $2,000 airfare. And you're going over there, friends. This isn't a vacation. Let me just be very clear about that. I know, you know, that there's a lot of fun stuff that we're going to do, like a safari.
That's true. We'll definitely do a photo safari. We'll help you to find some elephants and lions, and it's there's a nice touristy side of it, but the main purpose is it's a mission trip.
How close have you gotten to a lion?
We touched them.
Really?
Yeah.
You still got hands?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. See giraffes?
Absolutely.
And elephants. So there's going to be fun parts to it. Where are we staying?
You'll stay in our lodge. It's a Lodge of Dreams, and it's a beautiful lodge. Showers, comfortable beds, very safe place. And so, well, I've done mission trips all over the world, and often you'll stay in a church and sleep in a sleeping bag on the floor, and our creature comforts are much, much better than that.
What about food?
Food is pretty much American style. We shop at the grocery stores, and we have about 130 Americans come over every year, and we're used to giving them food that they're used to. If you want to experience a culturally appropriate food, we give you a chance to do that as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would definitely want to do that. I know I would. I don't know. But I will take advantage of that. Transportation, lodging, meals. So that cost includes all of that. It's kind of like an all-inclusive. Again, not a vacation. There's going to be some certain points to it that are going to be, you know, certainly kind of vacation-esque with the safari and things. But this is a mission trip, friends. We're going over there, one, to pray and help spiritually, to grow and to help these children and their families grow spiritually, but also to really get to work and help them and many of their needs. So what are some of the things we're going to be doing to help these people in South Africa?
Well, as far as taking care of the people that come, we do celebrate Mass every day. We'll work with our feeding program. We're actually feeding about 20,000 children each week, and we'll get to experience helping feed some of those children and see how that program works, helping with the children's education. We'll probably do an optical or eyeglass ministry where we test children's vision and give them new glasses. We may go out on one of our shoe outreaches where we wash the children's feet and give them a new pair of shoes. We'll probably get exposed to the agricultural programs that we're doing. We're establishing gardens and schools. We probably won't get involved with some of the construction, but we're busy drilling wells and building toilets, and we'll show off some of those things that our ministry's accomplished over the last few years.
What's a typical day look like?
It'll start with a little devotion and breakfast. Actually, we do a walk through the African bushveld and enjoy that, and then we'll get out and go on an outreach, and we'll serve the people there. Optical outreach, a shoe outreach. We have a big program providing menstrual health, washable, reusable kits to impoverished young girls. And so many different things that we do, and different teams are different.
And one of the things that, you know, will separate this, friends, from maybe other mission trips you've gone on is we're going to have Mass every day. We celebrate with Father Adam Westfall, who's going to be going with us as well. And we'll pray our rosary. We'll also, in addition to all of that, have confessions for you. So this is kind of a total package missionary experience, friends. And I would love for you to experience this with me. I cannot tell you how excited I am and looking forward to it, as well as I know Father Adam Westfall is. The dates are July 23rd to August 4th. You can go on to the website. Get on there at iowacatholicradio.com. Scroll over Events, Africa Trip. You can apply today. And you just click on that button that says Apply Today. It's simple. It's easy to do. Would love to have you and maybe your loved ones to experience something like this, Doctor. I can't thank you enough for coming on.
It's great to just envision it and dream about what it's going to be like.
Beth got out of it again. There she is. See, in the background there, but she's keeping you. She's keeping you going, though. Isn't she?
Oh, she does. Yeah, yes.
I know she does. She's a good woman.
She's more than half the team.
That's right. Dr. Jim Blessman, founder and CEO of Blessman International. It's always a pleasure, Doctor. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, friends. That puts this show this Friday, this week, in the books. We'll be coming back to you live from the Mercy One Studio on Monday. Father Andrew, Deacon Tony, thank you. Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
In this worn and weary land where many a dream hath died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. Living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.